Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now, let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified two companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are SH-130 Concession and Energy Future Holdings. SH-130 Concession Company, LLC, the operator of the tolled parts of a Texas highway, is working with restructuring and infrastructure lawyers at Gibson, Dunn, and Crutcher LLP to help address its high debt load, low cash, and possible default, the Wall Street Journal has reported. Sources told WSJ that the company will likely need to refinance its debt, but they don't see a bankruptcy filing as imminent. The company was granted a contract by the Texas Department of Transportation in 2007 to build out tolled segments of SH-130, representing roughly 40 miles of a 90-mile bypass around Austin, Texas. Earlier road segments were developed by the State Transportation Department. The company, which carries roughly $1.1 billion of debt, was recently downgraded by Moody's to junk bond status. Moody's in October cited the company's weakening liquidity due to lower-than-expected traffic projections and revenue performance. Energy Future Holdings Corp. said in early November that it executed confidentiality agreements in the past 2 months with first lien claimants and unsecured creditors to facilitate discussions concerning a restructuring. The parties engaged in discussions with respect to Energy Future's capital structure, including the possibility of a consensual, prepackaged restructuring transaction. Equity holders have proposed that they would retain 4% of EFH Corp's common equity interests after implementation of a restructuring with first lien senior secured creditors of Texas Competitive Electric Holdings Company, LLC, receiving, among other things, the remaining 96% of EFH Corp's common equity interests. In addition, the company had talks with first lien creditor of Energy Future Intermediate Holding Company, LLC, with respect to refinancing the first lien claims against EFIH. However, these discussions did not result in a consensus on the terms of that refinancing that was within the range of the refinancing terms for those claims contained in any of the proposals. According to a November 1st regulatory filing by Energy Future, the Energy Future companies, the equity holders, and the creditors have not reached agreement on the terms of any change in the company's capital structure. To effect a restructuring, the company's proposal and the TCEH creditor proposal contemplated that some combination of EFH Corp. and certain of its subsidiaries, and Encore Electric Delivery Company, LLC, would implement a plan of reorganization by commencing one or more voluntary cases under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code. The EFIH unsecured creditor proposal contemplated that EFIH would implement a plan of reorganization by commencing a standalone voluntary case under the Bankruptcy Code. The proposals would have resulted in a pre-negotiated restructuring of EFCH's approximately $32.2 billion debt, EFH Corp's $650 million debt, and EFIH's $7.6 billion debt. The companies also disclosed to the TCEH creditors that they have negotiated for commitments from certain third-party financial institutions to provide, in the event EFCH, TCEH, and certain of the TCEH's subsidiaries were to file for protection under the code, up to $3.6 billion of senior secured debtor-in-possession loans, with an additional uncommitted facility of up to $750 million. The companies, according to the November 1st filing, are not currently engaged in ongoing negotiations with the principals of any of the creditors. Energy Future carries about $40 billion in debt. Energy Future made the November 1st deadline to make a $270 million interest payment. The next payment is due by late February or early March 2014. Energy Future was created in October 2007 with a $45 billion leverage buyout of Texas power company TXU in a deal led by private equity companies Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts & Company and TPG Inc. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the troubled company reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.